Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, miss. May I speak with Angel Courtney Corral?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Good evening, miss. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. Miss Angel, I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing Arizona and the nation. Can you spare a couple minutes of your time? Just a couple minutes.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Miss Angel. And first question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or is there a 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Okay. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. And now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Latina.
Latino? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
36.
Okay. Yeah, because you sounded very young, I thought. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm going to throw myself in the somewhat liberal category.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking now, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
8.
What about making housing more affordable?
8.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
6.
6. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
7.
7. Moving forward, I want to thank you for taking your time. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Can I control?
I'm sorry?
I'm going to say approve.
Approve. Somewhat or strongly?
Yeah. Somewhat.
Okay. Moving forward, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100. Republicans in Congress.
0.
0. What about Joe Biden?
50.
50. What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
75.
Okay, moving forward. Now, I want to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is some important, and 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
What about preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults?
0.
And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
5.
Okay, moving forward. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, Miss Angel, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
You have to repeat the, do I approve of it?
Yeah, do you support or
sure.
or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
moving forward? And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 over?
No, I disapprove.
You oppose this?
Oppose. Thank you. Sorry.
Strongly or somewhat? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, Miss. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More benefit.
More benefit? Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Okay. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or between prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibition. Which do you think is should be better approach?
The abstinence education and helping the adults move away to smoke.
Okay, so that'd be the first one, correct?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, or virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how you concerned are you about that outcome if they were to ban this. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would that be very concerned to you? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerning.
What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? How concerned are you about
that? Very okay. Concerning, yeah.
Moving forward. Now, Miss Angel, we're almost finished, okay? I do want to thank you. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you agree with this from 0 to 10? 10 means you strongly agree, somewhat agree, 5, and 0, you do not agree at all.
10.
What about today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions? These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, are you 10? And
10.
America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity... 10. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. It's okay. Now, Ms. Angel, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you once again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 over?
I oppose it.
Oppose it? And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 over?
Opposed.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
No impact.
Okay, now, in the past 30 days, I'm gonna ask you a question. Have you used any foreign products? You don't want to answer. You don't have to answer. Pipe tobacco.
No.
Coffee.
Yes.
Cigarettes.
No.
Oral nicotine pouches.
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products.
No.
Cigars.
No.
Liquor or spirits.
No.
Wine.
No.
Beer?
Nope.
Soda pop?
Yes.
What's your favorite, if you don't mind? My Mountain Dew.
I'm on a Sprite tape.
Which one?
I'm just drinking Sprite right now.
Oh, Sprite. Oh, yes. Look, that's a good one. What about smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
What about heat, not burned tobacco products?
No.
Okay, now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College graduate?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or is it rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. Now, Ms. Angel, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for taking your time. You've been very helpful. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.